Do you ever wake up in the morning and you feel overwhelmed by all the news and all the issues and problems that we're facing in our world today? Are there times that you lose hope? Well, today we have a number of stories to share, and in spite of how bad they may sound, there is some hope.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And I welcome you to this Tuesday edition of Truth to Ponder as we are now entering our fifth year of broadcasting this program. Spent a little bit of time yesterday reminiscing how it was as we started 4 years ago. It's amazing how many stories really haven't changed that much. The same kind of corruption in government trying to control the narrative. The same kind of corruption in government trying to, shall we say, damage our children, if you want to be quite blunt. And a lot of people that are willfully and joyfully ignorant and think that everything is just fine. They're delusional. And I think many of you know it and I know it. And they get very upset and they get very angry and their language becomes very vulgar as you try to explain to them the truth, because the truth is no longer in them. They do not want to be a part of the truth, and they become an enemy of the truth. As we enter our fifth year, today we're going to share just a handful of news stories that I've been looking at that have come my way that I think you're going to find somewhat fascinating. And then I'm going to talk about where I think the direction, and I've mentioned this before, more on where I believe the direction of this program absolutely needs to go. There are so many sources for news and information out there that you can find if you look hard enough, like I have had to do. I don't rely on Newsmax or Fox News or a bunch of other places for my news stories. I have to go deeper and farther away, and then if I find a story, then I need to make sure that it's accurate. And so this is something that I want you to thoroughly understand, that being a news program, this is, as I said yesterday, and as I pointed out on day number one, 4 years ago, this is just me doing the research, then producing and editing the program and distributing the program, taking care of the website. It's quite a task, and when I took it on 4 years ago, I knew it would be a lot of work, and it is. I never expected some of the other challenges and opportunities to come along that have in these recent years. Our move from our place in Georgia to a place near family in Southwest Virginia, the opportunity of launching a mission church, and now in the process now of building an FM radio station here in our community in Southwest Virginia. And yes, we applied to the Federal Communications Commission late last year during a window for a low-powered FM, and we received a construction permit. Some of the towers are already going up. Equipment is being ordered, and over the next couple of months, we plan on being on the air locally with a new radio station with the call letters already assigned, WMYC, My Christian Radio. And there'll be a website, and when it's all completed, we plan on also offering this station online. I'm hoping that for many locally, and for you who can't hear it on the radio but could hear it online, this station will be different than most Christian radio stations you run across. Kind of a mixture of the new and the old, and some encouragement from God's Word. Sometimes doing a radio program like this can be almost depressing. You find these stories that keep popping up, and you get very concerned. You know, I'm looking at one. This is one of these stories that comes across my feed from a number of sources, and this one is a classic to give you an idea of just how far we as a nation in the United States, in Canada, you're no better off. If anything, you're worse off. Europe is worse off. I saw this story, and it shocked me. Well, it shouldn't. It would have if somebody had said this to me 30 years ago. I would have looked them in the face and said, you guys are nuts. But in Vermont, you know, the state that keeps reelecting Bernie Sanders, a communist socialist, as a senator, the state that gave us, what is it, Ben and Jerry's ice cream and a woke ice cream, overpriced, so these guys can become wealthy capitalists complaining about how bad the world is. And now we need a, you know, we need more socialism. Like they live it. Really? I don't think so. But in Vermont, the Department of Health, now these should be doctors, these should be experts, these should be people that know better. But they're now telling families, listen to me carefully, this is the Vermont Department of Health, telling families they should no longer call their sons and daughters sons or daughters. They want you to find gender-neutral language because there's a good chance your child is in the wrong body. And there's no sense making a big deal out of daughter or son when you may have to change it. Now, this is a taxpayer-funded agency, and they posted a social media message talking about the importance and the necessity of inclusive language for families. They're now telling parents they need to use words like kid or child, never son or daughter. The post encouraged parents to use terms like family members rather than household members. Now, I'm trying to figure out why that's an issue. Well, maybe it's because they want to include incarcerated individuals and whatever. And they're saying the language we use matters. Yeah, it does. Words do matter. Language does matter. And these people, these sick individuals running this department in Vermont, these are sick, evil, disgusting, mentally perverted people telling you you can't use the term son or daughter or grandson or granddaughter or great-grandson or great-granddaughter. Not allowed to use that anymore. Not in Vermont, because everything must be inclusive and fluid with no standard, with no basis in science. Vermonters are an independent bunch. And thankfully, in spite of the fact that they vote for Bernie Sanders in Vermont, they're not exactly thrilled about this. They're saying, how about letting people say what they want and stop being the woke police? It's none of your business. If any of these terms offend you, like daughter or family, then you're the one with the issue, not the person saying it. Imagine thinking anybody cares what some hippie, son of a hippie or grandson of a hippie, raised like a hippie, thinks. What's happened to normal words, English, intelligence, and science? It's being ruined in states like Vermont by the government. As one person wrote, my son will always be my son, and my daughter will always be my daughter. This is ridiculous. It is your responsibility as a parent to teach and lead your children, not the state, not some stupid department of a bunch of bureaucrats that are tied to an ideology that demands they believe that killing a child in the womb up to the 9th month is health care, that destroying a pre-teens genitals is normal, and that gender is fluid, that we need tampons in the boys' room, even 4th graders need tampons. Boys do, you know. This is what they do in Vermont. I mentioned yesterday I'd had somebody who couldn't understand. So what's the problem? He thought J.D. Vance is weird, and he thinks that Walls is normal. And I'm thinking, yeah, the guy that had paintballs fired at people standing in their own doorways during COVID. I guess this person is probably still wearing their face diaper and probably needs to continue to wear their face diaper for the rest of their life because they're going to live in fear. As we started the program today, we talked about this idea of fear. And it seems that so much of it, both on the left and even in the right media, if you want to go conservative, leftist, it's not even liberal media anymore. Stop using the term liberal. The term liberal doesn't describe the insanity and the lunacy that goes on today. It is a lunatic left fringe that has taken over an entire political party. And they've changed the narrative, they changed the wording, and they lie a lot. They just don't even bother to tell the truth. Had a guy ask me one time, well, you know, the Trumps told 36,000 lies. I said, name three. By the way, tell me three things that Kamala Harris accomplished in her political life. Nothing, just crickets. And are you better off economically today than you were 4 years ago? Well, they say the economy is getting better. So, you know, once again, this is called living in a lie, living in deception willingly and knowingly, because you have another agenda that is more important to you. Self-gratification and me-ism. And what the left promises you is so-called personal freedoms. The freedom to choose if you want to carry a child to term or not, and even deciding that it can die on the table after it's been born. These are the values of the lunatic fringe left. Liberals, true liberals, they're classic liberals, get a bad rap. Over the past 75, 80 years before my time, there were some classic liberals that were decent, honorable, nice people that really loved their country. I may not agree with everything they ever said, but I find myself to this day agreeing with some of what they've said, because some of what they said actually was common sense, or at least decency. But see, liberals are no longer welcome in today's Democrat Party. You have to be a leftist lunatic. You have to believe in things that are unscientific, and you have to fear an unseen virus, whatever one's coming down the pike, that they'll be using this fall for whatever thing they want to get. And trust me, they're trying to figure out which new fear-mongering disease or virus they can share. They're even been trying to figure out if they can resurrect
COVID-19!
COVID-19.
I mean, it worked 4 years ago. Why won't it work today? I mean, that's what a lot of people are thinking. Hey, we need the mail-in ballots. We're already playing games now in Pennsylvania. What other states will follow suit? Even Georgia could have issues. I'm seeing some stories that I'm finding rather alarming out of the state of Georgia. But then again, state of Georgia allowed things to happen 4 years ago that Governor Kemp would never allow for himself in 2018 when he was first elected, being the former Secretary of State, and would not allow when he ran for re-election in 2022, because if he did, he wouldn't have gotten the job. But here we are again in Georgia doing some of the same stuff, some of the same silliness from a rhino, revolting rhino like Kemp, and Ratberger, his, you know, Secretary of State, playing games. Nothing new. Yeah, they'll try to resurrect some kind of a disease. They've been talking about several, including even monkeypox.
Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in.
But like I say, that won't keep them from trying to do something. Monkeypox, COVID 3.0, 2.0, maybe it's 4.0 now. I can't keep track. We were told, 3 years ago, hey, get vaccinated, you'll never get COVID again. Get everybody vaccinated. And then somehow it became a pandemic of the unvaccinated, which never made any sense to me, because if you're vaccinated, that means you're not supposed to get the disease, even if the unvaccinated do, and then they die off, and then the vaccinated get to live and run the world. But it seems the more you get vaccinated, the more you come down with
COVID-19! COVID-19.
And who is the one leading the charge besides Joe Biden and Rochelle Walensky over at the CDC about get vaccinated, you'll never get COVID, and keep getting boosted forever so you never get COVID? Take off your face diaper and get your life back. Remember that lie? Didn't last long, did it? Well, they were just breakthrough cases then until they couldn't hide the truth anymore. And finally, people started to realize that this vaccine was dangerous and totally ineffective. It didn't do anything. People still, a few do believe it. There's always a few believers that believe the lie. I see a few here in Southwest Virginia. There are some that put on face diapers now because they've heard COVID is back, so they got to be ready for it. Dr. Fauci was pushing the monkeypox idea for almost 2 years now, on and off. You know, monkeypox could be coming here. And I think they've got a case or two in a country of 330 million people. Once again, how does monkeypox make its rounds? It's not respiratory. It seems to be a disease that has found its way into humans, and it is predominantly by, gay men having sex. That's the danger. And somehow there's been a couple of people, yet the hype is still there. But a lot of people aren't buying it, just like they're not buying the COVID-19 narrative again either. So what else about, here's one that was funny. See, Dr. Fauci, he's had COVID, two, maybe three times now, and he's fully vaccinated, and now he's got West Nile virus. How does somebody get West Nile virus? Have they made him the guinea pig to make us afraid of the West Nile virus? What are they going to come up with next? Once again, go back to the 1980s with Dr. Fraud, Dr. Little Mini Mengele Fauci. As someone, a writer I know, calls him, Dr. Cockroach. And if you remember way back when, so much was made about feeling sorry for those individuals that had contracted AIDS. And you had homosexual men that were refusing to do anything like wear a condom or somehow to protect themselves or others. And we're supposed to feel sorry. And the whole idea was Dr. Fauci was going to find them a miracle vaccine to cure and eradicate AIDS so they can have their so-called normal lives back. It's amazing how the gay community, the LGBTQ+ community, became the biggest ambassadors of the vaccine. I want to take you back about maybe not quite 3 years ago. And what you're about to see here is a gay men's chorus wearing their rainbow proud shirts hawking the vaccine. Here's what you need to understand, and this will kind of tie it together. Back in the 1980s, they were trying to find a vaccine or some kind of miracle concoction to rid the world of the scourge of AIDS. After all, gay people need to have their sex too. There were even gay men that, like I say, they refused to use any, quote, protection. But you want to know something? It didn't work that way for heterosexual people. You know, there are people that were actually sent to prison. In some cases, they wanted to send them to prison for life. You want to know why? Because they allegedly, as heterosexuals, somehow, maybe because they hung around with a bisexual prostitute, somehow picked it up and they're transmitting it now into the heterosexual community. And it was fascinating. There was one guy that actually was sentenced to prison for life for not taking the HIV transmission seriously enough. Person's name was Nashawn Williams. Eventually, his blood was tested and showed he never did have HIV. It was all rigged with the testing of the day. And so, do you understand how this community could be so easily manipulated to push this vaccine? First, within their own community. And of course, let's be honest, you may not want to hear this. Let me say it. They have a tremendous influence over media and social media. And when I say media, I'm talking like MSNBC, ABC, NBC, CBS, and on it goes. And then we had this vaccine come out. And what we need to understand is you realize the foundations of the COVID vaccine really go back to Dr. Fauci and his AIDS vaccine from almost 40 years before. The same ideas, the same technology that kept failing. Companies like Pfizer had worked on it for years. Many had worked on it. Then a company called Moderna tried to play with it with an RNA messenger vaccine. And they had nothing but failure after failure after failure for around a decade. Nothing ever got to market until magically they were able to come up with one for COVID. How about that? And we were suckered into believing that it worked. The evidence is coming out. Do you realize that Pfizer tried to have 55 years to let people know about their documentation? They wanted 55 years to release their research. Now, what that tells me is they had something to hide, because see, if they didn't have anything to hide, why would they need 55 years? Average employee, 30, 35 years of age. They'd be in their 80s pushing 90. People would have forgotten. They never wanted to talk about the adverse effect that occurred in the first 90 days of the emergency use authorization, which brings to mind something else. The reason they never wanted you to know about hydroxychloroquine or anything else that could work, even though the CDC itself had determined. You know this if you listen to this program, but I'll remind you again. SARS-CoV was not a novel so-called virus. It allegedly had been around before. There's documentation that was at the CDC website for years. I downloaded it early on in 2020, working in emergency management, looking for information. And I stumbled across a treasure trove of documentation that the CDC had had on their website. They put it in there in 2005. Because, see, there had been SARS-CoV, we now call it SARS-CoV-1. Ever wonder why they called it SARS-CoV-2? It's because this was a second go-round. And they studied it and how it transmitted and how it affected certain, cohorts of individuals. Back then, they determined that its deadliness was on par with a bad flu. And they also had determined in their studies, looking at the years 2003 and 2004, when a significant number of Americans actually died strictly from what they thought or knew to be SARS-CoV or SARS-CoV-1. And what are these doctors, with all the work that they had done, what have they discovered worked? And what did they put in their afterwash documentation? In other words, telling the future what we need to do if this ever happens again, if SARS-CoV ever should land on our shores. Hydroxychloroquine. They discovered it works, and it's very effective in minimizing symptoms. And combine that with zinc and vitamin C and vitamin D. And you can really help a person beat this thing. But see, if you allowed that documentation to get out, and many knew it was there, then you could never have had the emergency use authorization for an experimental drug. It never could have happened. And honestly, the fact that the Biden administration tried to mandate this experiment shows how morally, spiritually, intellectually bankrupt they are. With no proof that it worked, they willingly got on television sets across the United States and lied to you and I. Oh, get the vaccine, you'll never get COVID. Take off your face diaper and have your life back. You can go back to work. You can go back shopping again. Go to the movies. Have a great time. You might even consider, not that we like the idea, you might even want to go to church again. And the whole thing was just a ruse. Never did work, never has worked, and if anything, it's caused more deaths, I think, than it ever could have saved. And we're finding it out as these documents gradually come out. There are so many things that are in play. You've got the idea of some disease has got to come along, whether it's COVID again, monkeypox, West Nile virus, a virus yet to be unnamed or named. I mean, could something happen just in time this year? Could it happen by the middle of this month? Maybe by October. Can't have anybody going to vote in person now. We got to all stay home. And we'll mail you a ballot to everybody, including all our visitors. That I wonder if they'll mail some ballots to those that were taking over the apartment complex in Aurora, Colorado. We need them to vote too, you know. We have an establishment that hates you and I. They love themselves. They love their power. You are just useful idiots. And if you vote for them, you're very useful idiots. Hopefully you're a productive one. Because they need tax money too. Not that it really matters. I really believe we're on borrowed time with our economy. We're on borrowed time on a lot of stuff. And like I said at the beginning of the program, there are times you put on the news and it's very depressing. So where do you find hope in all of this? Is there anything you can do? First is understanding what we are facing. For those that don't know and need to know, for 2,000 years since the resurrection of Jesus Christ and his ascension into heaven and the beginning of the church, there have been troubled and difficult times on this earth, not caused by it, but this earth has always had times of turmoil and tribulation, natural disasters and otherwise. There have been wars, there have been famines, there have been storms, there have been earthquakes, there have been volcanoes. I mean, a whole city got buried. Pompeii, Italy, gone. Volcano, buried in ash. There have always been turbulent and troublesome times. There's an old gospel song. Troublesome times are here, filling men's hearts with fear. You know, the title is Jesus is Coming Soon, morning or night or noon. I know that with each passing day, we get closer to that day. The world has always seen times of great tribulation. And unfortunately, too many people that claim to be Christians have this idea that they have a get out of tribulation free card, that none of this is ever going to impact them in any way, shape, or form, that they'll never see these horrible things that are coming down the road. They'll be out of here. Not so fast. And I know that I get people, they'll email and argue, and I'm not going to waste my time arguing it. The concept of a pre-tribulation rapture is not an old doctrine at all. The church never taught it. It does not go back to the first century. There is no writings of any kind that go until literally the 1800s that even come close. Christians figured they would go through persecution. Early Christians considered it an honor to be a martyr for the cause of Christ, not something to be afraid of and hope we can get out of. Christianity today has become very weak and very woke and oftentimes very distorted. Yeah, there are troublesome times coming. I don't know how the United States can sustain a $35 trillion debt and roughly another $1 trillion piled on top every 100 days. We can't pay that off. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, really, really the toppy tip of the iceberg. All the unfunded mandates for retirements and other things that corporations and the government has. It comes to a sum vastly higher. And so how do we solve the problem? We just keep printing more money. The problem is now, as it always has been, and this is where inflation really kicks in. We spent from the 1700s to literally 1935, from the beginning of this country to 1935, with money valued close to what it is today. There was a time when a small bit of gold could buy you a suit and a bunch of other stuff. Now the price of gold is skyrocketed, and so do the price of everything else. We just keep devaluing the money that we have. That's how we're paying much of this debt. But the point is, you're going to come to a point, as Germany discovered after World War I, you can't keep printing money. At some point, there has to be an intrinsic value. In the 1930s, they confiscated the gold. The government needed it. 1971, Nixon was pressured to take us off the gold standard, and the price of gold then was $35 an ounce. It was $27 an ounce in 1787. So from 1787 to 1971, it went to $35. Now it's in the thousands. That gives you an idea of how money keeps going down in value. They print more, but you don't get more money. It's just the money you have in your pocket is worth less. And you have people saying, hey, let's give $25,000 to people for a first-time house. Or in California, how about even more for an illegal immigrant to get a house? We'll give you the down payment. They keep borrowing this money, taxing you more, printing more money, and your money becomes worth less and less and less. The problem is, just like with Germany, you're going to hit a point, and it's like a snowball going down the hill. It starts getting bigger and bigger, faster and faster. And it won't be long before this snowball is going to be massive and it's going to come crashing down upon us. And the economy as we know it will be demolished. There's also a tax on food and food supplies around the world today. I mentioned a story last week, how in Canada, you know, our Canadian friends in Canada have had to deal with an issue there where you had, you know, this one guy, and we're talking in the Ontario province, beautiful farmland, they want to buy it cheap, and the people are not selling it. So they can turn it into some kind of industrial complex. There's a lot of land in Canada that is not farmland and not being used, that is not a issue for the phony climate change narrative. There are plenty of places you could build a community and an industrial complex. Why do you need to do it where you have existing and thriving farms? Why are you destroying your farms? Why here in the United States are Chinese corporations buying up farming, buying up farm products, buying up companies that make food, like it was at Smithfield, you know, bacon and what have you? It's a Chinese company now. We are standing on a precipice. That's the only way to put it. Things are about to change. And my question for you, are you ready for the changes that are actually coming, or do you believe things are going to go just as they were, well, for at least in my lifetime? So I'm going to take the Alfred E. Newman position of what me worry. I'm not worried. I'm concerned. And I'm planning. I know you can overplan. But I'll be ready for what comes. And most important, I'll be ready for my Savior's return. Right now, we need to take a break. And I've got a few other stories. We're going to change direction on the other side.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
As Truth to Ponder begins its fifth year of ministry, we enter a new era of programs and purpose. Since our inception in the summer of 2020, we have endeavored to bring you accurate and vital news and information. We have worked diligently to expose the political bias and the many lies being told by mainstream media, government officials, social media, and tech giants. Many of the stories we have shared over the past 4 years were once labeled as conspiracy theories. Today, those stories have proven true. Did those who lied to you ever apologize or acknowledge their lies? The answer is obvious. They haven't, and they won't. We are now entering one of the most critical times in the history of our world. Artificial intelligence can monitor much of what we do and say online and report it to both the government and private corporations. Artificial intelligence can create false but convincing propaganda narratives in all forms of media at lightning speed, including video and audio. Sorting truth from propaganda is getting harder to do each day. As part of our new emphasis in these historic times, Truth to Ponder will be partnering with other ministries and news sources to increase the amount of factual and needed information you must have in these troublesome times. To meet this challenge, we will vastly increase our efforts to put all of today's events and news stories in the light of God's world. We will be developing study resources and a platform that does not depend on the internet for delivery. We also pray to increase our radio footprint throughout North America and beyond. To meet this new challenge and to grow, we need your prayerful support now more than ever. Would you let others know about this program? Would you be a monthly partner with us? If you can, visit our website at truth2ponder.com. That's truth2ponder.com. At our website, you can find out how to support us using Give, Send, Go, a Christian online donation processing organization. That website again, truth2ponder.com. You can also support us by making a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio. That's Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowee, Virginia 24319. Once again, make the check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowee, spelled C-H-I-L-H-O-W-I-E, Chilhowee, Virginia, zip code 24319. That's 24319. May God richly bless you as you help us spread the truth the world needs to hear.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And I welcome you back to part two of Truth to Ponder. Ran over on that segment, but there's a lot that we had to share. We talk about a lot of stories on this program. We started out 4 years ago. COVID was a big deal. The election was a big deal. Then all the stuff that went on because of the election. And I know there are people with different opinions. People saying, oh, yeah, election stolen, right. Yeah. Joe Biden did not get 81 million votes. Sorry, you can believe whatever you want to believe. That's okay with me. You're allowed to believe a lie. I find it almost impossible to see the numbers work out, especially when you have states where there were more voters than there were people on the voting rolls. Explain that one to me, please. That did happen.
But Bob, and you, they went to court.
You know, I'm waiting for the first person to show me where the actual evidence of any irregularities was discussed in the court. It was always who had standing. That's been the battle. Well, yeah, there could have been cheating, but you don't have standing to bring the case. This is how the game was played. And then Lawfare, I don't care what you think of Donald Trump. And if you want to believe he had 34 felonies, I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. I will venture to tell you that after the election, whether Trump wins or loses it doesn't make any difference. An appeals court is going to throw out that New York verdict because it's insane. It's ridiculous. Legal scholars have pointed out this trial was a show trial. This was very what Stalin would do. Show me the man, I'll show you the crime. Alvin Braggadocious at first never wanted to touch this thing. But then again, Alvin Braggadocious is a bit compromised himself. Here's a man that really didn't do much, but somehow became a super lawyer, getting paid by the super big corporations $10,000 an hour for his expertise. And he made all this money and invested in all this real estate in New York City. And suddenly he gets a conscience and I'm going to serve the people. No, he's serving those that made sure he was bought and paid for in advance. That's my opinion. You can have your own. But he's not that great of a lawyer. He needed an idiot judge, Mershon, whose daughter is a Democrat Party operative and fundraiser. And he broke every rule in the book. But see, you can't deal with that until after the sentencing. You can't do anything now. All they wanted when they did that case was to have that he's a felon for the election season. If you believe that there was a real felony committed, explain it to me. And hush money is not a felony. Hush money is not even a crime. I've had people say, well, he was going to jail because of hush money. It's called a non-disclosure agreement. Thousands are entered into in New York City every year. They're thoroughly legal. Nothing illegal about it at all. And then to try to say, well, that was to influence an election. Well, the payment was made after he was president. The whole case was bizarre. But we're being led to believe that it's a real case. We don't have a justice system anymore. We don't even have a decent legal system of any kind left in much of our country. Had an email from a friend, you know, how many times were we told Ukraine good, Putin bad? Well, put Putin aside on this one for a moment. Is Ukraine really our friend? Are we really an ally, or are they just a tool for the NATO organization to get into some wars? I've said it before. We talked about it last week. Thursday's program had Hal Turner on, and people have sent emails saying what a clear, concise understanding I now have of what's going on there. Ukraine was never a nation until the early 1990s. Just get that through your head. It was created out of whole cloth. It was a region. It was a region that had been under the control of many other empires and nations over the centuries. And the eastern part of it has always been pretty much Russian. And we discussed all that last week. Had an email. I'm not going to identify who sent it, and I'm not going to give the name of the person involved. In this case, we have a United States citizen and his wife and son. And this individual even sent me a copy of their passports. They went to Ukraine, and then the war broke out. Now, he didn't want to leave his mother behind, but she didn't want to leave. And, of course, this guy's wife and child did not want to leave the father behind. They delayed getting out of Ukraine. Now, here's the issue. You would figure that being a United States citizen and a former U.S. Army veteran, that he would be okay. Well, you guessed wrong. Here is a voicemail this individual made using one of the social media networks to make the phone call to a friend of mine and listener to this program. It's a little hard to understand, but I will help you out in just about a minute to get a complete idea of what this American citizen is facing.
All right, there was an attack, armed attack on me today, around 11 a.m. So I'm going to send you a description of what happened. We registered the case with the Ombudsman of the Parliament of Ukraine, an attack on an American citizen, armed attack of cops with the TCC criminals. They're armed. It was a pure chance that I was able to get away because they drove into two women that they knocked out with their car, and the other women that were walking with those two women, they knocked down. They started beating their car with the hands and legs. And so that was an opportunity for me to walk away. It was a pure accident that these women happened. However, I saw a vision that there would be four women present during an attack. A little bit of time ago, I had a vision about four women. This is the vision that already took place. So it materialized today. It was a warning from the angels about women who would save the situation. So it happened in my hometown, 11 a.m. today. So again, it was a pure accident that I was able to get away.
Now, in case you had a hard time understanding everything that was said, here's basically what happened. This individual was literally attacked, and they attempted to kidnap this United States citizen and former United States Army veteran who had his passport with him. Now, why would they do that, you say? I'll tell you in a moment. He did get away, as you heard, because of an incident that occurred with some women that came on the scene, and they had to deal with it, and he got away. He filed a complaint with the United States Embassy. And what is the Biden administration doing? Zero. Nothing. Nada. They could care freaking less. They don't care. I mean, we only just send, hundreds of billions of dollars over there and billions more to NATO. We're ginning up a war with Russia that could end up in a nuclear disaster. If the idiots in charge are allowed to stay in charge, we could have thermal nuclear war. These people are evil. I shared with you on this program about Vicki Nuland. And I shared with you the phone call on Friday that was referenced on Thursday, where they're talking about everything. It's just so nonchalant. So they destroy a country with war. Who cares? They are randomly rounding up people in Ukraine and sending them to fight the war. They have kidnapped. They've even used an ambulance to pull it off. And they've kidnapped, they've grabbed ambulances, and they've doctors to the point you can't even find an ambulance anymore. And doctors in some areas have just vanished because they're afraid they're going to be on the front line too, where your odds of living are down to about 15 minutes. This individual also contacted his congresswoman. I can't find. I hope to find out who that is, maybe before the end of this week. And the State Department and the embassy. And like I say, the Biden administration will do absolutely nothing. They should stop sending a penny over there until this is resolved. The Ukrainian government, which, by the way, their president, his term expired in May, but he's declared himself to be president for as long as he wants. Yeah, try that in this country. That's one of the weird threats I see the idiots on the left, the lunatic left. Well, Trump will be a president for life. Well, he didn't do it 4 years ago. Why would he do it now? It's the Democrats trying to bring in how many millions of people to vote so they can be the party for life. But that's another story for another day. The government of Ukraine does not even recognize the U.S. citizenship. They just want to put this guy in the military because they need warm bodies to put into the firing line to get killed. Ukraine, as we mentioned last week, is pretty much run out of young men to fight a war. There are children being sent to war. There are old people being sent to war. For what purpose? A war that never should have happened in the first place, that Vicky Nuland and her scumballs in the State Department and the CIA forced in 2014 by overthrowing a duly elected and peaceful government. The Biden, Obama, whatever administration messed that up 10 years ago. They wanted a war. They wanted NATO to expand. And every promise made by George Herbert Walker Bush, you know, Bush the senior, and everybody beyond that, after that, they lied. They broke. We, the Americans, are the ones that broke the promise. And then you have these syphilis brain morons on television. Zelensky good, Putin bad. Think of what you want about Vladimir Putin. But if Vladimir Putin was to put hypersonic missiles on the border of Mexico and the United States, or how about near Toronto, Canada, looking at Washington, D.C., with only a 5-minute or 6-minute travel time to the nation's capital? Hey, they did that. Didn't they do that in 1962, the Soviet Union? And what happened? We didn't like that idea. Why do you think Putin would want those kind of weapons on his border? I don't blame him. I wouldn't want him there too, would you? See, it's not as black and white as many people believe. And this Biden administration, just like all of those that helped us in Afghanistan, many of them are now probably dead, executed because they helped the Americans. The Biden administration, the scumballs in the Biden administration, the syphilis-brained idiots, the moral degenerates, they're leaving all of our so-called friends to hang high and dry, including, you know, we left American citizens behind in the failed Afghanistan, you know, exit. Did everything wrong. Hey, we gave up the military base and moved into the hostile area. That made a lot of sense. We had a defensible air base out of town. You could see the enemy coming. We abandoned it and came to the local airport in a city. What kind of idiot does that? And why was nobody ever held accountable? Was this the plan all along for that kind of a disaster? And leaving how many billions of dollars in arms behind? Oh, we gave that to the provisional government. Yet you knew for months the provisional government was going to fail. And it failed in minutes, not even months or weeks. It failed in minutes. Irresponsible scumballs. And Vicky Nuland should be tried for treason for what she has done and the millions that have died around the world because of her stupidity, her arrogance, her control freakishness, and this desire for a one-world government. Let's empower the United. Let's empower NATO. A 70-some-odd-year worthless disaster that is becoming, well, they got their beautiful headquarters. By the way, ever seen their headquarters from an aerial view? It looks just like the Nazi stormtrooper SS symbol. It really does. Get an overhead view. We are serving the worst elements of Europe in the European Union and also in NATO. What may have been a good idea 70 years ago has been co-opted. And I'm afraid that we here in the United States are the ones footing the bill. I know hope can be hard to find, but the Bible said there'll be wars and rumors of wars, earthquakes, all kind of disasters. If you're looking for an easy escape, it's not going to happen. but God will bring you through. God can give you the courage if you'll simply put your hope and your faith and your trust in Him. Tomorrow, Jim Calhoun will be joining me on the program. It's been a while. Thursday, I want to look at some other issues that really need to be tackled that are not quite as political, but they need to be discussed. If you believe in our mission and ministry here at Truth to Ponder, to remain on shortwave radio, my time is free, but the stations are not. Would you consider investing maybe for the first time? I know the economy's bad. You can visit our website, truth2ponder.com, truth2ponder.com, or make a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510. That's Post Office Box 510. Chilhowie, 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 Virginia, zip code 24319. Once again, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowie, Virginia, zip code 24319, 24319. And yes, you can support us from our website. See you tomorrow.
This has been Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman. To find out more, visit our website, truth2ponder.com. That's truth2ponder.com. Truth to Ponder, shining the light of truth in a darkening world.
This is Ancient Word Radio.